Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dogs. We hope you're having a good Thanksgiving, or had a good Thanksgiving, depending on when you're watching this. Hopefully you guys ate all the food, watched all the football. If you want to get your intro on the show, we need more. Head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. Like I said, we need more intros. We're officially out, and it's way more fun whenever we have fan intros.
Way more fun.
Yeah. You guys got a couple more days to donate to Kenny Mack's Movember campaign for cancer research. You can buy the t-shirts at our merch store that you find in the drop-down menu, wherever you, same place that you leave a voicemail. 100% of the proceeds from those shirts will be donated to Kenny Mack's campaign, or you can go straight to his campaign, and just donate. The link is going to be pinned to the comment section in this episode. It's a great cause. Kenny's a great guy, so if you guys don't mind, you know, let's help him hit his goal. Big game coming up this week, Sunday Night Football. Last game before we head into the bye against the Ravens. Before we get into it, though, remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google if you prefer to just listen to the episode. If you're looking for some extra content, head to the dog or jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. We got fantasy leagues going on in there, game day threads, game day text messages, week long text messages. We're all a bunch of good friends in there now. We get their input for episodes, you know, what they want to hear, what they want us to talk about. We're going to do more things to beef it up. We've already asked those guys. We're asking anybody else who joins, let us know what you want out of that Patreon page and we'll do it. We want it to be whatever you guys know what you guys want out of it, since you guys are the ones subscribed to it. So if you're interested in that, you want more content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member.
Dogs game preview.
So, like I said in the opening, we got a big one this week. You know, the Browns are sitting 6-5. Really want to prove Zach right. He said we'd be 7-5 heading into the bye. We head into Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Huge game. Honestly, it's a real big game. We basically got to win our division games, I would say, if we want to make the playoffs, probably. It's at least the easiest way to the playoffs.
Yeah, because the rest of the AFC is so tight right now. It's super competitive as far as the records go and how the positioning is for the playoffs.
And a lot of those teams have tiebreakers against us.
Unfortunately,
so
they do.
If you want to control your own destiny, it starts Sunday night in the division against the Ravens.
Yep.
I think, obviously, the key to this game, it's right now, we don't know if Lamar is going to play. We're doing this on Tuesday. I would bet that he's going to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if he does, the key to this game is, have we figured out a way to at least slow him down a little bit? Because at least to this point in our lives, we never have really. I mean, we beat them a couple times, but in those times we got up big. I don't know if with this offense if we're going to get up big quick. So has Joe Woods figured it out? JOK, this is why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is why you're here. I know it's putting a lot on a rookie, but we kind of shaped this defense around the idea of this is who we would have to beat, you know, to win this division on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and I'm going to say Anthony Walker, too, because I feel like he's that guy, that team or the leader on the defense, you know, calling the shots out there, kind of patrolling the center field or, you know, up close to the line, making sure that, you know, people are where they need to be. So I'm going to be watching that pretty close, too.
I mean, there's a lot of new guys. Clowney was brought in just to stop the run. I mean, this was the number one rushing offense last year. JJ3, I still think he's super talented. Like, these are the guys that we brought into for these games, strictly for Baltimore.
Well, and I'm glad you said about the run, because like the Browns have been good this year stopping the run. Like, that's kind of been, as far as the defense goes, consistently. We're not always great on defense, but we usually stop the run.
I didn't,
And they don't really have running backs to threaten. I'm not worried about Devonta Freeman. He's like 47 years old. I'm not worried about Latavius Murray. He might be 48.
They've been doing it. They've been doing okay.
But I'm not worried about them like I would be if DeAndre Swift back there. Yeah, or okay, if Dobbins was still healthy.
If Dobbins a little different story, I'm nervous, but yes, yeah.
Not these guys. Not this cast of characters.
I know, you know, the Browns were sitting at 6-5. We haven't won the games, you know, some of the games we thought we should. We didn't beat the Lions by as much as we thought we should. The Ravens are in that same boat, essentially. Mm. The difference is late in the game, they found a way to win.
Yeah, either that Justin Tucker.
Or the teams they played found ways.
I know what you mean.
They found ways to lose, almost. I mean, they lost to the Raiders in week one. They beat the Chiefs by one because Clyde Edwards-Helaire just gave them the ball back on a stupid fumble. They only beat the Lions by two.
Okay, so
on the record-setting field goal by Justin Tucker.
So 3 points change, and they could be 0-3 starting the season.
Correct. And then they beat the Colts by a touchdown, and that's the game where the Colts were killing them the whole time.
Yeah.
And they started to shart down their leg, and Lamar went superhuman.
Yes.
And they end up winning in overtime. Now, they had a good win against the Chargers, but then the very next week, they got murdered by the Bengals.
Right.
You know, and then only a 3-point win against the Vikings, a loss to the Dolphins, and then only a 3-point win against the Bears. So this isn't a typical Ravens team where they're just, you know, storm rolling everybody. They've been just as touch and go as we have. I think the difference is they have Lamar, and when he goes superhuman, they figure out a way to win games late.
This is one of those games where, if it kind of plays out the way the Bengals game did, where our defense is able to get some turnovers early and kind of shut down what they're trying to do, and all of a sudden we're short field and we capitalize, score, 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 this could get away quick. I mean, this is not a game where the Browns don't have a chance or anything like that. Like, if things are clicking, we could easily win this game.
Oh, 100%. We've talked about our injuries this year.
Yeah.
The Ravens have Lamar, Mark Andrews, and nobody.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they have the most injuries, I think, out of any team in the NFL on IR.
They lost their Dobbins, top three
Gus
running backs.
Edwards, and Justice Hill. Their top three guys. They're Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, and their Dearness Johnson. Like gone.
They're starting John Kelly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Drew Stanton.
Yeah, they've gone.
Johnny Stanton.
They've gone through Le'Veon Bell was on the team for a while. Devontae Freeman's resurged and Latavius Murray. I mean, they're just like, which old Adrian Peterson just got waived? He'll probably end up in Baltimore.
Probably. You're probably right.
And then you can't let this game be close late because Justin Tucker will kick a 65-yarder to beat you. So I would hate for this to be one of those games where they get the ball last and they only got to get into field goal range and then we lose by two on a 65-yard field goal. Yep.
Yeah, this is a game that we've never figured out the defensive recipe, and I don't know if we can do like, oh, just do what the Dolphins did, and that, I don't think it's as easy as that always. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to have playmakers make plays, and
So what the Dolphins did was they basically played man.
Yeah, and they put everybody up at the line and said, you know, six of you are going and it's you six this play. And, you know, next play, five of you going and it's going to be a different five going this that you just never knew.
They basically played man across the board, sent anywhere from 5 to 6 to 7 every play.
Yep.
And said, this is how you're going to have to. That, to me, that's how you do it. You know what you can't do? You can't go into man. You
can't sit back.
And then get only rush, you know, three and let Lamar sit in the pocket, because when all your DBs are chasing their receivers and nobody has their eyes on the quarterback, that's when he runs for 40 yards.
Yeah, because I'm sorry, there's not very many defensive linemen or even linebackers who think, oh, yeah, well, our linebackers will square up Lamar and just... No, he doesn't get hit. He never takes like a huge hit.
He's too fast.
He's too fast. Shifty. He's too shifty.
Yep.
You know, if you're relying on, oh, you know, Miles and Clowney can just contain him. Eh, not this guy.
I do think you have to do, we did a good job against Kyler of keeping him in the pocket, not letting him run around, because we, you know, it's a contained rush. Like the sacks aren't as important as keeping him in the pocket. I think we got to go back to that. In this game, you can't, Miles, you cannot just run rush 15, 20 yards upfield. You can't do it, because all you're going to do is create the world's biggest run lane for this guy. Yeah. It has to be a contained
run. And they have certain plays, like in watching some of their games and against Cleveland, where they've used like Miles' his aggressiveness, and they're just like, the tackle, oh, no. Okay, Miles is going to get off the ball and try to beat me off the edge, and I'll let him go and then just kind of arm bar him. And that's plenty of room for Lamar to just like act like he's going to step back to pass and then just take off right up that gap.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, they're a high powered offensive unit at times. They can put up points quick with running the football, and then they can also take the air out of the game too and just have a 10 minute drive where they just chew up clock. So it's a game that you don't want to get behind, because then you're like counting how many more possessions are we going to get, because they're the type of team that can do that. But they're also a team that have shown you can't get up on them and then be like, oh, okay, we can just hold the ball, and because they'll score.
At will.
At will. You know,
yeah.
Quick. They can score quick too.
Absolutely.
The nice thing is they're not littered with talented superstars on offense. Neither were the Lions. But right. Marquise Brown didn't play last week.
No.
He's got a hip issue that's gotten him week to week, so even he's questionable. I know we're early in the week right now, but there's a chance he doesn't play Sunday night.
Yeah.
And even that, he's not like a super elite wide receiver. I mean, he's really fast, but he's had trouble with drops. I mean, he's not a world beater. And, you know, Rashad Bateman's a rookie.
I think he's their best guy.
He probably is, but I mean, that shouldn't be, we should be able to limit him, I would think. I mean, Sammy Watkins has never been much. Mark Andrews is the guy you got to worry about.
Yes.
Mark Andrews is, I'm afraid of him doing what Travis Kelce did to us in week one, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, Mark Andrews is their number one target. Bateman is like their true wide receiver that they drafted, you know, as a rookie this year. He's like their true built wide receiver. Marquise Brown is more
speed.
Yep. They like to get him the ball in space, especially like man. You'll see it where they swing the ball out to him and it's like one-on-one. He's just trying to make that one guy miss and you get 30 yards or you get tackled for a one-yard gain. Yep. It's kind of like that type of game they play with them. But I think it just comes down to you can't let Lamar run. You limit Lamar. Let's put a number on it. You hold Lamar to 40 yards rushing, that's a win for me. And it still, that's a lot for a quarterback, but not for what he's done to Cleveland. I mean, we're a year removed from that
Monday night
game where he set the record with 124 yards, I think.
What's crazy, though, is as much as I'm afraid of his running, look how many times he shreds his passing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we're so worried about his running that we just let guys run wide open.
The biggest part of the running game of where it seems that he's always killed us is like we force him to pass and we've done a good job and it's 3rd and 10 or, you know, or we got him behind the sticks, it's 3rd and 12. And then it's like we don't pay attention and we're like, all right, just sit back and play the sticks. Well, and then he runs for a first down untouched and just scampers out of bounds, little 15-yard gain. And it was just something simple. Oh, he rolled out to the right. Oh, nobody's open. Everybody's back turn. Run, get the first down.
You can't – if you're going to run man, you got to bring pressure to make him get rid of the ball quick. You cannot run man and let him sit back there because, like I said, nobody's looking at the quarterback.
No, yeah.
And guess what? Their best player, you want somebody to have eyes on him at all times.
Yeah.
So you can't turn your back to him on third and 10 and only rush three or four and think that's going to get it done. If you're going to go man, you got to bring some heat.
Yeah. Only two teams this year have held Lamar under 40 yards or 240 yards rushing.
Yeah.
It was Denver and Miami. That's it. He's been 50 or more. He's had two over 100. It seems like he's typically in 60, 80, and kind of in that range.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what he does offensively is unlike anything else, you know, that we've seen recently, that he can beat you. He can beat you with your legs and you really pack the box and then they throw all over you. So, I mean, Miami was like that anomaly right now, other than like the Chargers in the playoffs a couple years back have really figured it out. And like their offense looked really bad in that game.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting. I mean, I'm worried about our defense, but it sucks to say I'm worried about our offense too.
I was just about to switch Ravens, to the offense.
The Ravens defense isn't as probably great as what they normally are. Like you think Baltimore, you think like run the football and then just really an attacking defense. And they're not as great in injuries wise. I mean, they've lost their quarterback. I mean, they've lost everybody on the whole team. So offensively, I think we will have some success running the football. I mean, they have had some teams be able to run the ball on them. But then also just we're going to have to complete passes. I'm not saying we got to throw for 250, 300 yards against them, but we got to be efficient.
I'd take 250. I don't think like 250 is too much to ask. You know what I mean?
It's not too much to ask, but is it too much to expect?
I don't know. Because Baker always dominates the Bengals, and then he's had some really, I mean, he's had a bad game against them.
Yeah.
But he's played well against the Ravens.
Oh, really well. There's three big scoring games in there.
Yeah.
If you go, back, 3 years? Back to the Freddie year where we won, 40-18?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, hey, shout out to Freddie.
Congratulations.
An OC job.
We thought he was just washing jerseys, and he's really
now he's going to be washing jerseys and calling plays.
That's right.
They're like, he's
double
like,
duty.
He's like, so I don't have to wash these anymore? He's like, no, you're still going to wash the jerseys.
But I'll make more money. But No. Same pay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You just get to look at this sheet and pick out which play you want to
make. Yeah. Just call out the color.
Set it on the dryer while you're loading the washer. You can read over it. No, it's obviously going to start with Nick Chubb like it always does. But we have to take advantage of opportunities in this game because they're not the Lions. So I don't think we win this game 13-10.
Chance we get Kareem Hunt back,
I've heard.
Yeah.
So that would be huge.
And Jack Conklin.
Those would be huge additions to this game. Like if there was a game, be like, hey,
we need everybody.
You got to work yourself back to get,
we got the bye week.
All hands on deck.
Got the bye week right after. So
win this game. Baker gets healthy. We go on a run.
7-5.
Man, if we can win this game.
We'll look back. We'll have to play sound clips from this episode 10 weeks from now when we win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
I mean, sitting 7-5 at the bye is not where I thought we would be, but considering the way the NFL is going this year, if we can beat the Ravens going into the bye, I mean, you got to feel a lot better about the second half of your season if you can pull this win off.
You beat the Ravens in this game, you get a bye, then you play them again. And that
in between, they're playing the Steelers.
Yeah.
And that game could very easily be for first place in the division.
Yes.
So don't say the season's a wash yet.
No, because if we go 7-5, that puts them at 7-4. Like you said, they go play the Steelers. I don't really even care who wins that game because somebody's getting bumped. And then we come right back and get another shot at the Ravens. I mean, this is kind of that point in the season where, like, if the Browns are going to do something, like if they're going to come out and say, we actually want to try to make the playoffs and do this, these two games, you have to win them. You have to go out and prove it right now and win these games.
Yep. I completely agree. Yep. And looking for a bounce back game out of Baker. If you remember, we played, I think it was the Vikings. It was the Vikings, and he was awful.
Yep.
And we were like, what the hell is going on? And then he torched the Chargers.
Yep.
So we're going to...
It's maybe, that cycle, maybe, right? Yeah. I mean, everybody's seen... I mean, if you're a Browns fan...
You've seen the cycle.
And you got social media, you've seen that cycle. Baker plays a bad game, gets called out by the media, has a big, like, revenge comeback game.
Yep.
I mean, it's a cycle that we've
plays
seen.
Plays like crap.
Yeah, plays gets like...
Called gets called out by the media.
Let's see if he's got it in him. Because if he does, now's the time.
Yeah.
Now's the time to go do it because...
Well, and the thing is, if he doesn't, this right here is where you're either going to put the critics to a little bit of a rest. I mean, they're still not going to silence them. I mean, they're going to come at you no matter how good you play, but show them something. Or if you come out and play in this game like you did against the Lions, and then you go into the bye week and have 2 weeks to people, he's going to get torn apart. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, Baker, this is your chance. Okay, because I talked about it in the earlier episode in the week that you had kind of the three groups. This is your chance to get that middle group that we said of ride or die Baker leaning towards, they were ride or die, but now they're like, I don't know anymore. And then the people that are like, we're done with them. You can convince those middle people to get back on your, you know, get back with you. If you go in, you beat Baltimore, you play well. I'm not asking for anything fantastic because I do think the injuries are limiting him. I'm not saying they're excuses, but I'm not asking. I don't think he's going to go out and throw for 350. I hope I'm wrong, but that'd I just take an efficient game where our offense just looks well put together. Hey, they're taking away the run. We're completing passes. They start to take those away. We're able to run the ball. Just a fully complete offensive game.
No turnovers.
Yeah, no turnovers. That was one thing that was
on our side of the field. No. I mean, you can't, especially Baltimore. If you start the game off and you throw an interception to them at our, let's say, 25-yard line, it's a wrap. They're getting 7 points, and you're down.
No, I agree, too. We talked about this on the last episode. We're a little bit of front runners. So you got to get off to a hot start because if you come out and you turn the ball over early and they get a quick 7 off of it, we've kind of shown that we don't really respond well to that.
Well, and
it kind of goes from bad to worse real quick.
How do teams have to – what do you have to do if you're trying to play catch-up?
Yeah, throw.
You got to throw. Well, that's not good for us. We got to be in control of the game from the start. And I think if we are, though, I mean, Nick Chubb should run all over these guys. He really should.
They've scored 26 points the last 2 weeks combined. Now, one of those weeks was without Lamar, but they scored 10 points against the Dolphins.
Yeah,
who were terrible. These guys, yes, they are 7-3, but they're beatable. Everybody in this league is beatable this year.
It's very deceitful 7-3. Like, it's sneaky. You look at the record and you're like, oh, this is a good team, but
they were this close to being 0-3 at the beginning of the year. I mean, it almost has a Steelers vibe.
Well, what about, was that the Vikings game, right, where they went to overtime?
Yeah.
And I mean, they should have lost that game.
Yeah, that game, they should have lost that one.
They should have lost the Lions.
The Lions should have beat them.
It was delay a game.
Kansas City game.
And they didn't call it, and he kicked the field.
Kansas City game, remind me. Lost some money on that one.
So it's a very beatable team. It's a very beatable Baltimore team, which you haven't really been able to say that confidently in years past.
But in my opinion, this is if you lose this game, are we ever going to beat them if we lose this one?
Yeah.
Right.
Because, this is the most beatable they have been and are probably going to be anytime.
We have most of our defense healthy and ready to roll. We've got our
– You could have
Kareem We should
back.
Have our quarterback out there. We got the best – one of the best running backs in the league. Kareem Hunt should be back. There's really no excuses here.
I worry. Really not. I worry because I think that this is a game that probably the national media and maybe even some Browns fans expect the Browns to lose, right? You're going to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Show a little character. Show a little backbone. My God.
Kind of like they did down in Cincy. I feel like they went down there and said, shut up.
I've said, absolutely. For weeks, they've been super flat. There's no character to the team. When there is character, it's in very bad time when you're like just about to play a division opponent and you come out wearing a skeleton suit or something stupid, you know. It's frustrating. Show a little character. My God, this is Baltimore. This is a team that took your team. My God.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and, you know, we said this is a big game for some of the players that are on the Browns, you know, and who could, you know, Baker, where what, and you just think, this is a big one for Stefanski, too. I think play calling wise hasn't been the greatest. It hasn't been horrible, but play calling wise, like third downs, we can't go out and be 4 of 15 on third down. That's not going to win this game. You got to be able to find ways, stay on the field, get Jarvis involved somehow, some way. Got to get the ball to some of your playmakers in the offense. Hopefully DPJ is back because we're going to need him, you know, as a wide receiver threat, because
we don't have any.
We don't have any, you know, of a big threat. Wide receiver to throw. Yeah. Jamarcus Bradley's not going to probably win us a game.
No, probably not. And cut down on the penalties. Can't give them can't give them free yards, and we don't have the kind of offense this year to start drives 1st and 15, 1st and 20. Stupid pre-snap penalties, get rid of them.
Yeah, you're 11 weeks in, and you haven't put that full game together yet. Like, we've had some good defensive games.
Close stuff.
We've had some good really good offensive games. Got to put one together. This would be the week to do it.
Yeah. And call Greg Williams if you have to. Get the penalty. You remember the penalties were terrible, and then Greg Williams took over, and they, immediately went away. Just bring him in as, a consultant.
Yeah, some type of liaison that we can bring him in.
He can just, beat the hell out of people who jump off sides and stuff.
Put bounties on people's heads. Yeah. Hey,
get this boys. Man a lozenge right now. He's got things to do.
Right.
All right, so we'll see. We'll see what it looks like Sunday night. I'm glad we don't do the episodes like Sundays as soon as the games are done, because even though we won, I was like, God bless it, this sucks. But then the longer I sit and I think, the more I think, well, the season's still alive. We're still 6-5. We still control our own destiny. And all of a sudden it's Tuesday and I'm optimistic again. Maybe I'm crazy. Well,
you also get to see the rest of the afternoon games, the night games, all the stuff play out. And you realize Kansas City and Dallas. I mean, nobody wanted to win the game. No. You watch some of these other teams that are really good everybody's in it right now for the most part. I think that what they say, there's only two teams, I think, in the whole league that are mathematically eliminated right now.
Which is crazy.
Detroit? Yeah.
I would say Detroit.
And the Texans.
The Texans or the Jets?
What about the Jaguars?
I think they got two
wins. They got a couple wins.
Don't the Jets have a couple?
I think they have one or two.
Either way.
But. There's a lot of there's an upset every week.
Absolutely. Yep. You know what?
If they want to consider this the upset of the week, I'm all for it.
Yep, I completely.
Well, here's the thing: something about Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. If you're an underdog, you've got a shot.
That's true.
You're going to be in it. So hey, we're probably going to be the underdog going in that
game. Oh, we are. I think we're 3.5 point underdog.
I saw four.
That's surprising, kind of, for being in Baltimore.
So, all right. Well, Josh, before we get into our game picks, why don't you tell us about DraftKings.
Yeah, so happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you're thankful for your family, your food, and the free bets that you better be playing today. So DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL, they've got their Turkey Day no-brainer that you can't miss. So I hope you guys are all doing this today. New customers can bet just $1 on any of the Thanksgiving NFL games today and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. So if DraftKings Sportsbook is not available in your state yet, you can still get in on the Thanksgiving NFL action. Make your first deposit, and you can play free for millions with the DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contest. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So head on over to your app store, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code TPPN. Bet just $1 on any of the Thanksgiving NFL games and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code TPPN this Thanksgiving at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 years or older in New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's Pick 'Em, presented by Symbol.
All right. Well, we get some games on Turkey Day.
Yeah, I'm excited, man.
That's like one of the best things about it.
Call me crazy. I know you guys might not believe this because I'm so trim and fit, but Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. I don't know.
Why?
Just, it's the one day a year where I really, treat myself.
I feel like you'd be more of a Valentine's Day kind of guy, but all right, Thanksgiving it is, I guess.
It's the one day of the year where I just really, I just put all my cares to the side and I have that piece of pie.
Yeah. So, are you a, I know mine, I'm a multiple
pie
destination.
Person?
No, multiple destination Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, everybody
and
can.
Yeah, sing. Just keep hitting spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, some of the game, first game on tap Thursday, though, is the Chicago Bears taking on the Detroit Lions.
That sucks.
That's the first game, ugh, the opener, 12:30 start.
Oh, good. I don't have to skip lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bears are opening up as a 3-point favorite on the road. Andy, talks about this is Matt Nagy's last game. Andy he Dalton, says it's not true.
Is Andy Dalton versus Andy, Tim Boyle.
Is Goff going to play?
Who
they
cares?
Said that if he, they said that yeah, he was, I saw a thing today that he was working back, showing positive steps to being the guy.
If Goff, what's the spread?
3 points for Chicago.
I think if Goff plays, the Lions get their win. Especially with all the crap going on with Nagy.
I don't know.
I'll go Chicago.
I honestly have no idea. They both suck so bad.
Yeah, it's,
I kind of want to root for Detroit a little bit.
I'm kind of with you on the whole, like, if Goff plays, I'm taking Goff over. I don't know.
Detroit's been hanging with some people, so I'll take
Detroit in the points.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
All right. 4:30 game on Thanksgiving is Las Vegas taking on Dallas. Dallas, 7.5-point favorite at home. Touchdown and a half.
Dallas, they're going to bounce back.
No CeeDee Lamb. Maybe
Cooper.
No Amari Cooper.
Gallup game.
Gallup.
Cedric Wilson.
Yeah.
Zeke. I still think they got too much firepower. Vegas is, they're doing what we said.
Up, down. They'll win games that like they probably shouldn't win and then just
lose. They lost two or three in a row now.
Yeah.
I'm going Dallas.
I'll do the Dallas thing here, too.
I also will go Dallas, yep.
Actually, I'm changing my mind. I would take Vegas. It's too many points for me because Dallas is going to win. 7.5 is touchdown and a half. They could lose by a touchdown and I'd win. So, all right. Well, Buffalo, New Orleans, the nightcap on Thanksgiving. Buffalo getting 6 points on the road at New Orleans. I'm going to go Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yep.
You know what? Give me the Saints because
you win this with Trevor Siemian.
I could see this going a different way, and it would be really helpful if the Bills could lose another game.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy just to talk about. Trevor Siemian comes in, hasn't looked terrible, you know?
I've been playing him in fantasy, man, in a two-quarterback league. Giving me like 30.
So, all right, it takes us into Sunday slate. Pittsburgh against Cincinnati. We get to see how this one unfolds before we have to play a divisional game. Cincinnati, 4.5-point favorite at home.
I just don't see Cincinnati being able to do it again. So give me Pittsburgh.
I agree.
Mm. Yeah, I'll take Cincy in this one.
Pittsburgh just doesn't go away.
No. It's because Mike Tomlin. That's Mike Tomlin.
I've been preaching that for a while.
I'm going to go Mike Tomlin. I'm going to go Pittsburgh. I'm going to go Pittsburgh on this one. Tampa Bay taking on one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now, Indianapolis Colts. Tampa Bay, 3-point favorite on the road at Indy. Colts been playing well. Won five in a row, I think, something like that, four in a row. Jonathan Taylor is working his way into MVP talks. Guy's a monster.
Yeah, he just ruined my Sunday last week.
I'm going Indy.
Probably made it better in one of them, right?
One of them.
Yeah.
The one that didn't matter.
I'm going with Indy.
Yeah. Part of me thinks this is where like the Tom Brady thing kicks in.
Is that
and, like,
time
and they just like turn it on, but I'm going to go with the Colts. It'll probably come back to bite me, but
I don't know. Go ahead, dog.
I got Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
They got the run defense and the quarterback to get it done. So,
okay. We got Carolina, the resurgence of Cam Newton taking on Miami. At Miami, Carolina is getting 1.5.
Give me Carolina.
Yeah, I'll go Carolina.
I think I want Carolina, too.
I'm going to go Carolina, too. Okay, we got Tennessee Titans coming off a loss, taking on the league or the division leading New England Patriots now, leading the division over the Bills. We got the Patriots are getting 6.5 at home over Tennessee.
Phew.
That's a lot of points for a team that was just the number one overall. So this is literally like number two, number three. So somebody's getting knocked down a peg. Browns win or right, you know, another team closer.
I think the Patriots have been playing really well, and the Titans, I mean, they're not just missing Derrick Henry. They're missing
AJ Brown's always hurt.
I mean, they're missing a lot.
I'm taking New England selfishly because I want them to win out because I don't want them fighting for a wild card spot because we may need it.
I'm going to take New England too. I think Tannehill struggles this game.
I want New England.
Yeah, they got the best defense.
I'll take Tennessee. I think the Patriots win, but 6.5. I think it's closer than that.
Okay. Gotcha. We got Philly taking on the New York Giants. Philly 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, give me Philly. I don't trust that team.
You don't trust Freddie? I don't trust calling the plays?
I don't trust New York at all.
What if all of a sudden their offense becomes like crazy explosive?
Well,
I could see it.
Eddie, then they're going to promote him to head coach, Freddie, and then they're going to fall apart.
Freddie was a good offensive coordinator.
For like eight games. He was
a terrible head coach. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I could
that's a good point.
Him.
For eight games, and that was coming in after Hugh Jackson. So it's not like the bar was even off the ground.
Yeah, but I'm taking Philly.
Me too.
I wish I had the stats that I saw earlier today of Jalen Hurts' stats compared in the first however many games he's played compared to Lamar Jackson's. And his stats are actually better than what Lamar Jackson's are.
I can't get a read on him because early in the year I wasn't big. And then he wasn't playing well. And then all of a sudden he started playing. And he's
– yeah.
If you ever look, he doesn't – it's like his completion percentage isn't great. But he's crazy athletic and he makes like just enough plays. So I don't know.
Okay. Atlanta taking on Jacksonville. It's a pick 'em game at Jacksonville. Nobody wants to win this one. So.
Give me Jacksonville.
Me too.
Yeah, which is gross.
I'm going to go Jacksonville, too. Calvin Ridley was available to – this is the first week he was available to come back from his little –
would they be put sweet. Him on.
I don't know if he's coming back, man.
I only got like
– 17 leagues relying on him.
Between my three fantasy teams, I have probably 15 guys on IR.
That's not bad at all, bro.
You sound like the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Okay, we got the New York Jets taking on Houston, another – big time game.
No problem.
Jets at Texans. Houston, 2.5 points.
And they do each have two wins.
Yes. I know. And so does Jacksonville. Yeah. They're all tied at two wins.
I'm taking Houston, though.
Me too.
I am too. Absolutely.
Zach Wilson starting, so probably throw like
at least seven or eight
interceptions. Yeah. Who knows?
Hopefully he keeps throwing to Elijah Moore because he's been playing well lately.
Sneaky, sneaky good.
Yep. Not if Zach Wilson's QB in this week.
Yeah, Chargers taking on the Denver Broncos. Chargers getting 2.5 points on the road at Denver. Give me the Chargers.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All day, every day.
Man, if Denver could win this game, though, that'd be sweet.
You want to pick them for just hope?
No, I'm taking Chargers.
Speak it into existence, yeah.
Fun game here, 4:25, Los Angeles Rams and Stafford off a bye, taking on Green Bay coming off a loss. As Rodgers lose two in a row, pick 'em game.
L.A.
This is a game that's really going to tell you if L.A. is
for real
or if they just beat up on a team, bunch of teams that weren't very good at the beginning of the year. They did beat the Bucs, but I think that's like the only team they beat that has a winning record.
I will take the Packers.
I'm going to take the Packers too. Their defense is playing really, really well. And Aaron Rodgers has got that hurt toe and still threw for like 400 yards or something.
I'm going to go with the Packers as well. I think the Rams got to run the ball a little more. They did that early on in the year, then they got a little pass happy.
Mm-hmm.
And screw Odell. Minnesota at San Fran. We got San Fran getting 3 points. Minnesota's worked their way into the playoff picture, and they're finally winning games. And I think that everybody kind of didn't realize, hey, we kind of talked about it when we played them. They're better than what their record shows.
Absolutely. There's a team that doesn't make the playoffs that at the end of the season is going to be ticked that they should have. It's the Vikings.
Yes.
To me, this is like a game where Kirk Cousins kind of usually loses.
Right.
So let's see. You know, he's kind of rolling right now. Where's it at again?
It's at San Fran. San Fran, 3-point favorite at home.
I'm going to take San Fran just because they've been playing pretty well lately.
They both have, yeah.
Best running back in San Fran currently, Deebo Samuel. Wide receiver is their best running back. I'm going to take the Vikings.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, it's.
I'm going to take the Vikings because they're getting the points. And I think this is like a really good, this is going to be a good football game.
I agree.
I like the Vikings too. I really, really like Justin Jefferson's game.
Yeah,
he's different. He's different.
He is.
He's the kind of guy that you add to your team and man, I mean, look, man, he's excellent.
Dalvin Cook, a little under achieving this year, you think?
And coming back hurt. Now, come kind of yeah. creeping back into creeping it, coming back to his...
You need him to creep back up.
That's right. I need him to be Dalvin Cook. I traded for him.
Right. Josh, who you got?
I'll take the 49ers here.
Okay. Then we got, we'll skip over Sunday night, obviously, to get to Monday, Seattle Seahawks taking on the Washington football team. Washington football team, a one-point favorite at home over Russell Wilson. Sounds like it might be the end of an era in Seattle. They're talking now. Now they're talking Wilson might be out.
It also looks like the end of an era.
If Wilson's out, they're saying that Carroll could be out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm picking the Washington football team to win.
Because you want Wilson to be more mad.
Yes, because I'm praying for the demise of the Seahawks because I think Russell Wilson will look really good in brown and orange next year.
I'm going to take Seattle because I just don't – I don't see them continuing this. Again? It's crazy. And they don't even look like a shell of
– No, they're bad. They're not that good anywhere.
No.
Except for Russell Wilson.
They have skill players, but it's just not there.
They got Rocket. They got Metcalf. Yeah. Running backs, though.
Collins, that's – yeah. Carson's done for the year.
Taylor Heinicke balling out.
I'll take Washington in this one. I got to see Seattle – turn it around before I'm going to pick them.
You might not.
Quick question. Does the Washington football team have a quarterback? Or are they going to?
They may have two of them.
Do you think they'll bring him back next year? Do you think they'll build around him and see what he can do?
That's a hard thing to do.
Why? He's having a better season than the guy we have that you think we should try to build around.
No, I mean, it's tough. I don't know. That's a tough decision to make. I don't know if Heinicke's going to win that team a Super Bowl, but he's good enough to win games. So what do you, I mean, that's
where you're at. Listen to what you're saying.
That's where you're at, though, like with that. That you could do a lot worse than Taylor Heinicke, but yeah, you could do better. It's a fine line. I don't know. That's why I'm not a GM.
Two, 3 weeks ago, he was playing very, very poorly.
Yeah.
Like, very badly.
He's statistically having a much better season than our quarterback.
Well, that says a lot about what's going on.
our quarterback did he just hit 10 touchdowns on the year?
You 10 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
We got double digits. That's good, right?
Yeah. See, like, Josh, what'd you say he was going to have? 40, 50, 60?
7,000 passing yards. It's all good.
7,000.
I'm just giving you some hell, dog.
You're good. No,
it definitely went a different direction.
I know. Trust me.
Hey,
I'm on board with you, man.
A lot of our things went different directions.
Yeah. What was your prediction about Odell?
Well,
I thought he was going to have like 1,200 yards and like 12 or 13 touchdowns.
Now he's on the Rams.
He might have that with the Rams.
Things have changed.
We'll see.
All right. Takes us to Sunday night. I have Cleveland at Baltimore. I got Baltimore. The line Blake said earlier, 3.5 points for Baltimore at home. This line could fluctuate a little bit. You know, once, you know, they come out and say Lamar's playing, I could see it.
Or not playing. You know,
5, something like that. I could see it. Yeah. If they come out and say LeBron's not playing, it might get Cleveland down to 1. Might be a favorite. Yeah. Okay. Could be a pick 'em.
Yep. I know what I'm doing.
I say, who wants to go first?
Baltimore.
I'll go ahead, Zach.
Baltimore. Taking Baltimore.
The beginning of the year, I said we would lose this one and win the one at home. But season's
kills
on the line.
Kills me to say it, but I'm taking Baltimore.
Season's on the line.
I hope I'm wrong, so I get my 7-5 right. It's that thing where you like say one thing and then you say another, so you're like, oh, well, I was right.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah. I'm probably picking Baltimore too.
Awesome. Cool. Josh?
This will be the last time I do this if they let me down, but I'm going to go Browns. I'm going to say they come out and do a Cincinnati thing and get them early. Mm-hmm. I think Baltimore might come out a little flat. You know, with Lamar having missed last week and it was a tight game and they're at home, it's the Browns. They think, oh, Sunday night, blah, blah.
Just
and
then ate all a of bunch sudden, of turkey, you know.
That's right.
They've been eating leftover turkey all week.
Because this is what I'm going to say.
Miles is going to show up dressed as a turkey.
Yeah, that's pretty much. If Stefanski doesn't get this team up for this game, you're not getting up for any this year.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you, Josh. I on all aspects, this is it right here. Like, I think Cleveland wins. But man, you got to show it. You got to show that if you really, really believe in yourselves and you really, really think that you're the top of the AFC North, then you have to win this game.
You got to take as many positives into the bye week as you can.
Absolutely.
Take a strong showing into the bye week and come out strong.
Yep.
Because if we lose and we lose ugly, oh man.
I think if we lose and we lose ugly, it snowballs. And every week we're just talking about how we're becoming more, I don't want to say that we're becoming a Freddie Kitchens kind of team, but I could see that
similarities,
that conversation start happening.
Nope. I agree. So let's go get a win. Before we get out of here, though, I just want to say Taylor Heinicke, basically 2,400 yards, 15 touchdowns, 9 picks. Also 276 yards rushing with another touchdown.
You also love Gardner Minshew, and he's like a fourth string.
I'm just saying.
He's going to take the starting role.
If Taylor Heinicke deserves.
He's taking over the job.
Yeah.
Watch out, Hurts.
In Philly.
He's coming.
Early in the year, I was.
Oh, yeah. Early in the year, I was pretty right. I know.
I'm just saying. Yeah. And he doesn't have the line or the run game that the Browns have.
This is true.
So I'll leave it at that. But thanks for checking out another episode. Hopefully you guys had a good holiday. Hopefully you guys are nice and full. Hopefully we see a big win for the Browns Sunday night. We need it. We need it really bad. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Patreon, jointhedogs.com. Check out our After Hours episode this week. We're going to get into Baker's wife's comment or IG post. I wish we wouldn't have to do this. We're going to get into some fantasy stuff. We're going to get into Baker's comments post game. So if you're interested in our takes on that, it's a little bit more loose, a little more laid back, a little bit more fun. Come check us out there. And if not, we will see you guys next week. Hopefully talking about 7-5.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast and become an official Dog Pack member and join the dogs.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.